You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Welcome to day 5, and our passage is from Isaiah 26:1-6. And our New Testament counterpart is from Matthew 7:21-27. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down, the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. How easy it is for us to just say, "I trust God." But how much do we actually mean it? For our meditation, I propose that first we do a wee bit of word study on one of the key words of this passage. That's trust. It says in the passage that in the age to come, those who trust in the Lord, regardless of where they come from, are welcome to the city of God, and they will be kept in perfect peace. I made a quick search on ESV.org, just on the book of Psalms, and the word trust appeared around 48 times. It's quite fascinating to see the different facets of trust or trusting, and I'll give you some examples and share my quick thoughts. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. A king's source of power lies in his ability to conquer and defend his kingdom. But the psalm says that source of power is God. Psalm 22, verse 9. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. The psalm talks about depending on God's provision. Just like a child depending on his mother, we're supposed to look at the Lord as our sustenance. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. In a new territory that God brings us, we are supposed to navigate it with his wisdom and not just with our own ways of thinking. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. One may be tempted to associate with people or a mindset that promises a good life, but the Lord gives honor to those who are loyal to him. Psalm 52, 7. See the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and sought refuge in his own destruction. We may be basing our peace of mind with how much we have, but the Lord wants us to have an abundance mentality on the basis of his generosity towards us. Psalm 112, 7. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. One does not easily give up, even if things do not go his or her way. Instead, there is serenity knowing that the Lord is sovereign. Psalm 119, 42. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. But in reality, there might be areas in our life that we find it so hard to do so. Today, let's reflect on how God wants us to trust him. And may we learn the habit of doing it day by day, until the day Jesus comes and bids us to enter his city in perfect peace.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.